A major winter storm continues to get underway across the central U.S. plains this morning, with snow and rain being reported across portions of Kansas and Oklahoma. Storm system will become very intense as we go through the latter part of the day today and overnight tonight and into the morning tomorrow. System will then start to move off to the northeast, impacting a part of the Midwest, but it will be in a weakening trend as it does so. We do expect to see the most significant precipitation in the U.S. hard red winter wheat country seen since the end of April last year, and moisture totals will be substantial in some locations, especially in the interior sections of western Kansas, central Kansas, northern parts of Kansas, as well as south central Nebraska. All of these areas will likely end up with 6 to 12 inches of snow, with local totals upwards to 20 inches, and moisture totals probably running from a half inch to about an inch and a quarter, with a few counties maybe getting a little bit more than that, maybe over an inch and a half perhaps. The areas to the west will probably see a little bit lighter amounts of moisture, maybe something of the order of a quarter to three quarters of an inch for far western Kansas and far western Nebraska and eastern Colorado, with the exception of the southeast part of Colorado. And from there down to the western parts of the Texas Panhandle, moisture totals will probably not be much more than a quarter of an inch. As we go forward in time, though, the storm system will head off to the northeast, but it will run out of fuel as it does so, and precipitation totals in the upper Midwest will not be anywhere near as impressive as those that I've just described. Portions of Iowa will likely see upwards to a foot in the southwest part of the state, but the northeast will probably see something of the order of 3 to 5 inches. Wisconsin and southern Minnesota will probably not see much more than 1 to 4 inches. The storm system will produce rain across the rest of the Midwest and parts of the Delta and southeastern states, but the intensity of the precipitation will be much lighter than that which has been associated with previous storm systems. The big question being posed this morning, is this the start of a new trend? And the answer to that is no, not quite yet. But I do think that the storm system in the plains and western Corn Belt over the next couple of days will be a bit of a foreshadow of what will likely come later in March and April. We do expect to see relief from storms similar to this take place during that period of time. In the rest of the Midwest, though, in the bulk of it, actually, we expect to see a cool weather-biased pattern starting to evolve here for a little while. After we get these next couple of storm systems to move across the region, it's likely to get fairly chilly across a part of the region and stay that way for a little while. Now, we do have a little follow-up disturbance, so we'll likely bring a second wave of snowfall across the upper Midwest as we finish out the weekend and move into early next week. That will likely produce light snowfall. Maybe a few areas, though, could see 2 to 5 inch accumulations, and the moisture content will be relatively light. The lower eastern Midwest will see a mix of rain changing to snow, and moisture content will probably run up to a quarter or maybe local 3 or 4 tenths of an inch amounts. After that storm system passes, we'll be in a cooling trend, and we'll likely see temperatures below average through a fair amount of next week and into the following weekend. And the cool weather will help to suppress some of the storminess across the region, at least for a little while. It doesn't mean it'll be completely dry, but we'll see a little bit less in the way of significant precipitation for parts of the region. Temperatures over these next few days are going to be bouncing around a bit. Certainly the coldest air will be in the northwest part of the region, where temperatures this afternoon will be held to the single digits and teens. In contrast to that, we'll probably see high temperatures in the lower eastern Midwest running in the 20s and 30s, which is definitely cooler than it should be this time of the year. We'll expect to see the cool weather hang on for a little bit in the northwest, but the southeastern areas will warm up a little bit ahead of the storm systems I've mentioned. On Friday afternoon, we'll see temperatures in the 40s and some 50s occurring in the Ohio River Valley, and then that will quickly abate as we move towards the first part of next week as some of the cooler air from the plains works its way across the Midwest again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.